My name is Wheelchair Rick here in the Wheelhouse. And today we are going to talk to a very special friend from California. But before we get to him, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. Welcome to the stage, Mr. Andrew Quintana. What is up, my friend?
What's up, what's up?
So, it's been an interesting time getting this thing to work. And it's, you know, I was a little bit late. It's my fault. I'll take the blame on that one. But then once we started to get going, you know, we always here at the Wheelhouse and Wheelchair Wednesdays always have issues for some reason. Who knows why, but we are rolling now, baby, and we are ready to go. Now, before we get to rolling, I want to just say thank you for coming on here and hanging out with us. And also, just kind of let you know, this is you open up and do whatever you want. Take as much time as you need. We're a little bit late, so I'm on your time now. But before we get started out, I'm going to give you the biggest question of all. You probably get it all the time. Is what happened. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people how you got injured, and we'll go from there.
I am Andrew Quintana. I'm a T9 complete paraplegic. It's kind of like a weird story, I guess, how I got injured, because it's not traumatic. I mean, it is kind of like traumatic. I ended up in the hospital either way, but it wasn't a car accident or anything like that. I got diagnosed with CNS lupus. So it's basically a central nervous system lupus. And instead of attacking like my kidneys or my liver or anything else, it attacked my spine, which caused inflammation. So I guess you could say transverse myelitis, but I mean, that's pretty much what I was told. Was it CNS lupus? And yeah, it's inflammation of the spine. And they told me it's pretty much irreversible, incurable. So, yep.
So when like this... You were born with this, is what you're saying, or?
No, so it happened last year, August 15th, 2024, pretty much overnight. I had these really weird sensations going on, back pain, joint pain, swelling in my knees, swelling in my feet, and couldn't figure out what it was. I was 34 at the time, and I was working construction for the past 10 years, so I thought maybe, you know, it's just me getting older, me being in construction for so long, you know.
Right.
My feet started hurting, and I thought maybe, you know, plantar fasciitis. I was, you know, trying to figure out what was going on, and in and out of the ER. And then one day I went into the ER because I wasn't able to urinate. So I was so backed up, they ended up giving me a Foley. I walked out of that ER. When I went home, went to sleep, mind you, I was in like a ton of pain while this was all going on. It just hurt. My body hurt all over.
Right.
And I went to sleep for like 20 minutes. I woke up and I asked my wife. I was like, "Hey, can you check the bag? I think it needs to be drained." And she went down, you know, where my leg was, because it was a leg bag. And I'm laying there and I'm like, "Are you checking it?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'm right here." I was like, "What?" And at the time, I didn't realize it, but I wasn't able to actually fully sit up. I only picked my head up, and I saw she was right there, and she had my leg up in the air, and she was like, "You don't feel this?" And she let it go, and my leg just hit the bed.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I laid in bed, and I was like, "You need to call 911. Like, I don't know what's wrong." But
I tell you what, after all these interviews, over 102 now we're into it, it never gets any easier. Some of these stories, like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you're just like, all of a sudden, you're like, "Oh, nothing. Now this is bad."
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. When I couldn't feel it, when I saw my leg drop and I couldn't stop it, you know what I mean? I was like, "Yeah, this isn't normal. That's not right."
Right.
So that was it. Oh, I mean, man. I guess you could say I was born with like the lupus. They call it like DSDNA or something like that. I guess I was born with it. And then whatever I was doing could have set it off and made it even worse.
Right.
You know, compounded it.
Something that was already in your system that got triggered and activated by something that happened sporadically throughout working or whatever. That is crazy, man. By the way, this is a live show. Ben Tipton, good to see you. Spencer Bloomquist, thanks. What's up? See, man, good to see everybody. Thanks to everybody for joining us. If you got a question for Mr. Quintana, you let me know and put them down in the comment section and we'll ask them. If it's appropriate. Ben Insider, I don't want none of this hoopla you've been spewing. Man, how long ago was that? You said not too long ago?
That was last year, 2024, August 15th.
Wow, so you're pretty new into the wheel life then, huh?
Yeah, pretty fresh.
Okay, well, I mean, some of these, man, they can be anything, but it's like, you know, the questions, you just got to answer them yourselves. What about pet peeves? Okay, so since you've been here, what's your biggest pet peeve about being in the chair?
Probably biggest pet peeve is the time it takes to do stuff now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, had we had talked earlier about patience, like I've had to learn patience, like, have a lot of patience. You know, I can't just, like, you know, like you said, I can't just get up and go wherever I want to or go to the next room to go find out what's going on or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that sucks. But yeah, probably having to take more time into doing things. That's probably my biggest pet peeve. That and having to cath every 4 hours. That's annoying.
Oh, so annoying. And that's like, you know, I was just talking to my caregiver about that earlier today, and it's like, you know, they want us, like, when you're in the hospital or whatever, they force feed you, and they give you IVs and all this stuff. And when you get out, they want you to drink 14 bottles of water a day, and it's like, dude, who in their right mind has enough time for that? Like, do you think that we all, like, derive from a civilization that just drank water every single hour of every day? Like, they had to lug back and forth from rivers to get some of the water. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even though we live by all the lakes, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just not doable.
Yeah, no.
I figure, you know, maybe a liter a day I could do, but anyway, back to the topic. What about your biggest fear? Now that you're in a chair, what do you think your biggest fear is now?
I don't know, man. That's a tough one. In the beginning, it was a lot. Like, I used to be scared to fall. I used to be scared to, like, you know, test myself doing other things. But, I mean, I've gotten over that. So my biggest fear right now would probably be, like, if the lupus were to, like, get worse or get more out of control and take more. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was kind of, I guess you would say, like, blessed in a way to just be a para. Like, not to knock anybody else, but, like, quads have it rough. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing that I've learned about the, like, doing this, man. Like, there's not just injuries being thrown from vehicles or, you know, falling from a house or whatever. Like, it's actually stuff that's within your body that you'll just wake up one day and be, like, paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that's scary. And that's one thing I'm like, my biggest fear probably is just waking up and feeling that again, you know, but it being even higher or worse or something.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, as a para, also, it's like one thing I can say is like the use of my hands, man, is
mm-hmm.
instrumental, dude, in the way that I do things every single day.
Yep.
And to have that taken away is freedoms that are just completely ripped from you.
Yep. Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Like, I couldn't imagine. You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for mm-hmm. my homies out there. Shout out, homie Quaz, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you guys are the real ones. So you're a year down, you said about.
Yeah.
What did the doctor say from here? Did they give you any kind of like what to expect in the future, anything like that?
No, nothing really. I mean, I'm on meds for it, you know, to control the lupus. I've asked them a couple of times, like when I was in the hospital, they didn't want to tell me that I wasn't ever going to walk again. They would always say like, well, you never know. And, you know, we always got to keep our hopes up. And then just recently I talked to my neurologist and I asked him and he was like, you know, I hate to like tell you again, because he's told me before, but I just wanted to hear it one more time. And I asked him, what's the possibility? Yeah. And he was like, this is irreversible. There's really nothing we can do. I'm always open I can always get a second opinion if I wanted to. But, you know, with the amount of drugs and everything else they gave me, he said it's, you know, it's pretty much set in stone now. You'll probably never walk again, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, miracles happen, you know. People always walk. It's always, you know, kind of good, I guess, to keep it in the back of your mind that, hey, maybe one day. But, I mean, you know, I kind of see it as it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, see, and I admire the mindset of what you're, you know, like kind of putting out there too, because that's kind of the way I was. I mean, for me, my certain situation was different, obviously, than yours. But, like, I think that while you're here, you're here. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you have to figure out a way to make the best of it. And
yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? To accept it and to kind of just be mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. I'm here. Now what? Let's move forward. Yep. It's like, yep. it's a strength. That's a super fucking strength. I'm sorry about my language yep. to all of you watching who are sensitive hearing, but like, that's what I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, to accept it and to mm-hmm. move on from where you're at and say, okay, now what am I going to do from here where I'm at? Don't yeah, look back exactly. and say, well, I'm going to walk again. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. I'm only going to be out because I'm going to walk soon. And it's like, okay, but what if you don't? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so.
Yep, I feel that. Yep.
Awesome. Definitely. It's a good topic to talk about that as well. And it's nice to hear from somebody who's like newer into the game as well. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people that I talk yeah. to are, some of them are kind of like, you know, seasoned, but it's mostly like 5, 6, 7+ years in. So you said the missus, right? So dating/married, let's talk about that. Obviously you've known her before the, your, situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm married. We got married, August 15th, 2014, I believe. Yeah. Sorry. She's probably going to kill me when she sees this.
Nope.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you, I'm gonna give you right. a round of applause just because that's great.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So how did that work? Like after, I mean, when you first found out she was with you, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she was in bed with me and everything. She's called 911 for me and everything. That was rough because I looked pretty rough. She was worried that she was going to lose me because we didn't really know what was going on. You know, we had no idea like why I lost sensation, you know, movement, everything.
Right.
The first hospital that I went to, they didn't know what to do. So they sent me to another hospital. And, you know, she was there. She had to deal with everything firsthand before anybody else got to see me, you know, before my parents did. So, you know, she thugged it out. She's a real one. You know?
All right. Another round of applause for her. Give her a horn too, just cause.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move one thing up a little bit. One of these questions, because for me, that was kind of my, like, you know, the helping like rope to pull me out of the muck that I needed. You know what I mean? Was my woman yeah. to be there with me. I was looking for her all the time. I'm asking the nurses, oh my God, where'd she go? Where'd she go? And she's right yeah. over there sleeping, calm down. I'm like, oh thank yeah. God. So what helped you the most, like, to start recovering? Would
Probably
you say
my
it
wife.
Was kind of that? Okay.
Yeah, it was my wife. You know, she was there by my side. She was my caretaker, you know, for the last, you know, close to a year. She's been my caretaker, you know, changing my dressings to my bed sores and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, she was helping with my bowel program. And then after
That's
a while,
real love
kind
right
of,
there.
Yeah, for real, definitely. You know, and after seeing her kind of do all that and seeing the toll it kind of took on the relationship, it made me realize, like, damn, I need to really, like, step it up. Like, I can't be, because in the beginning, I was very, woe is me. I mm-hmm. hate my life. You know, I don't want to be here anymore. And, you know, we had, you know, some pretty good, conversations, arguments, you know, we've hashed it a lot out and, you know, she helped me realize, you know, that I can't be stuck in that mindset. I can't be, you know, just rotting away. Like, I have to look at the bright side. I have to get myself together, get my shit together.
Right.
And, regroup, reorganize and, you know, make my life worth it, make our lives worth it.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, she's helped me a lot.
Well said. Yup, yup, absolutely. Now, this is something that's, I mean, obviously it says what it says, but something that you wish you could do now that you can no longer do. What would be one thing?
One thing that I wish I could do now?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's tough. There's a lot of things.
If you had to, it's like, say you got a genie, right? And the genie is like,
yeah.
I'll let you do one thing within reason. You know what I mean? What is it for the day?
For the day?
Yeah, one day.
Man.
I wish I had a Jeopardy button because I'd hit that right now.
Yeah, I know. Because that's tough, man. That's the loaded question. There's a lot that I want to do. But
I mean,
I don't know,
the
I
obvious,
guess, honestly.
But, you know. Go ahead.
The obvious, like, you know, I don't know who's watching, you know, if this is like a family
well,
friendly show
no, that's
or
what I was
not,
gonna
but
say. Like, obviously, us being men, like,
okay,
you know,
okay.
it's like, yeah, that, but like, what else? You know, something like.
Probably go like LARPing or something, you know?
Freaking LARPing, man! You LARP, you're
Yeah,
a
dude.
LARPer?
Yeah, dude. I used to love doing that. I used to get all dolled up and run out into the not like LARPing, like I'm talking about like, you know, with gear, with my plate carrier and,
Oh, you mean
you
like
know,
airsoft
that
or something like
LARPing.
that?
More than just airsoft. I mean, we used to go out to the desert and shoot and stuff like that. That's
Oh,
probably one thing
really?
I'd want to do again. Yeah. Get my
Wow.
plate carrier on, take my rifle out there, some steel,
Nice.
cardboard targets, and you know, go to town. That's one thing I really, really wish I could do again.
That sounds fun too, right there, man. Count me
Yep.
in. I'll LARP it up with you. Shit.
Yeah. Oh,
You have
yeah.
seen my logo, right? There is a Thompson
Yeah.
submachine gun being held
Yep.
by a wheelchair user.
That's what caught me onto your page when I saw somebody, you posted a video or somebody, I just ran across it and you were shooting and I was like, oh, hell yeah, dude, that's what's up.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta shoot more shooting videos. Bobby Bones, write that down in the I'm just
Bobby
joking. There
Bones.
is nobody. Bobby back there. He will forget. He's a drunk.
Yeah.
All right, so next thing would be if you could fix one thing about your paralyzed body, what would it be?
Probably bladder. I'd
Yep.
like to just pee by on my own without having to use a catheter, you know what I mean? That'd be great.
Well, see, herein lies my problem with that, though. Because even if you pee, us as men, right? Like, we're used to standing up. So it's like, you know, you
You'd
gotta
have
pee.
to sit, I
You
guess,
still
yeah.
gotta transfer and do all that. And.
Yeah, but it's better than sticking something in there. Like, that's not fun.
But what if you can't feel
You
it, though? If you can't feel
can't
it.
feel it, yeah, but it's still like for me, it's a mental thing. Like I had a
You're
Foley
still
for the
not over
longest
it yet.
time.
Yeah, you're still not over
Yeah,
it yet.
exactly. It
Yeah,
was
it'll.
it's a mental thing. I had a Foley for quite a while, and then when I finally had to get it removed, I was like, are you kidding me? Like I have to do that? Like I have to put that in there for real. And you know,
Oh,
even to this
crap.
day I say a prayer before I cath.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right, I had to plug my battery in. No, I heard you. Sabrina, I'm guessing this is your wife. Quintana said it's not playing for
Yes.
her. Let me just double check. That might have been my battery option. I have to make sure. Now, Tomasa said when there is a will, there is a way, so that might be okay. I just want to make sure that this is working. Can you guys
Yeah.
tell when you have to pee? So Ben Insider just said something, so I'm guessing it is working on there. Sometimes we have to do this just to make sure. Otherwise, you know, we're just talking to the air. Yeah, YouTube seems to be working good. Facebook is working. Ben, just let me know if it's working. So Ben says, can you guys tell when you have to pee? Now, I can. I get like goosebumpy feeling. I don't know about you. Would you feel anything?
No, not normally. I usually don't feel like I have to. Like, I don't know. I've never paid attention, I guess, enough to tell.
You
Like you
know
said, I'm still
what? You
pretty
know
new
what?
to
I'll
it.
tell you. Yeah, you know what? You're new to it. And I'm going to tell you like my OT told me back in, you know, training, I guess you can call it, back in the one place. Your body is going to develop a way to tell you. So you're going to start feeling things that, for me, it's like almost like goosebumps on your
Yeah.
arms. And you'll know, you're like, oh, damn, what does this mean? It means you got to pee
Yeah, is it
or you got to
like
poop or something.
A and
It's
AD,
like
right? Auto
AD. It's kind of like
autonomic
AD.
dysreflexia.
See, yeah, and the only time I've ever had AD super bad is when I stuffed socks in my shoe one day and I forgot they were there, and I put my foot in the shoe and my like feet were like crunkled like that.
Curled up.
Yep,
Yeah.
and I started driving around and like I started having headaches and like oh, it just felt really bad and I'm like, "Oh, what is
Damn.
going on?" I even had to get out of the van and my girl had to drive. I went to the casino still the whole entire time. Got home and took my shoe off and was like, "Oh damn.
Yeah, that's all bad.
My foot is just now recovering from that and it like lost a nail
Damn.
and shit. Yeah, it was bad.
Damn,
That was
that's
over a year
rough.
ago, yeah. Or no, it was about a year ago
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah,
So
so
yeah.
like this morning, I usually cath at about 6 a.m. every day, and I'm usually on it too, but like I was tired, so I just kind of laid there for another 20 minutes, and ended up pissing myself. Mm. I was like, oh man, so I got to get up and go when it's sixth.
Yeah, and like, I know what they say about watching what you drink, keeping track. Yeah. But dude, do you know how hard that is for somebody just to be like, okay, I had 14 ounces at 2 o'clock. It's now 3 o'clock. I also had, you know, right. Come on, bro. Like, really?
Yeah, no, it's possible, I guess, but there's so many other things going on, you know?
Right.
I've got kids and stuff. I'm not keeping track of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just say, you know, as an advice to you, as a fellow para, I'm a little bit up than you, I think, but it's the same type of thing. I maybe not, we're all different, but I'm hoping that eventually your body's going to tell you, like, hey,
yeah,
it's time to do something. And you're going to be like, okay, I know what enough, that is.
Weird enough, I can almost feel when I have to have a bowel movement.
See?
I'll get this immense pressure, and I'm just like, oh, man, that's really, really weird. Like, I feel like it's going to fall out, so I better hurry up.
Mm.
So I can feel that, but I can't feel bladder.
See, yeah, I would say just give it time. Like, for me, it literally took about two to 2.5 years till I started actually, starting to realize what that meant. I really just didn't drink a lot. Like, in the first couple of years, I was like, I don't want to do it.
That's how I am. I have this water bottle, and this will last me, like, all day, besides, like, a coffee in the morning.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know, coffee.
That's how I am.
Yep. Next question, any pain?
Really just nerve pain, and it's pretty much below my knees. So, yeah, that's about it. Like, my level of injury is probably, like, where my solar plexus is, and I don't really feel any pain there. But from my knees down, that's where I usually feel it. Just this tingly, like,
man, it's almost like a phantom feeling. Pain, right? Like, inside the knee, I'm guessing, probably. Like, inside the leg?
Yeah. Yeah, inside the leg. Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of to where you can't, like, touch it, but it's, like, in there, and you know it's in there.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it was asleep, like, static, you know, TV static.
Yeah.
You can feel that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. But, I mean, otherwise, no. I don't really have too much pain.
See, it's crazy because, like, for me, I get these, like, energetic. It's, like, almost like a pulse that goes through my, like, starting from up top and goes down through my leg and hits my toe. And then, like, sometimes it'll go back up. But it's weird.
Oh,
it always,
crazy.
Like, kind of, like, shoots down. And I feel, like, these shots that go down, it's weird. So weird. Appreciate all the likes, guys. Thank you for that. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already on YouTube or follow on Facebook. Next question is travel. Do you like traveling? Have you traveled at all?
I haven't. I mean, I usually don't even leave the house unless it's like PT or something like that or a doctor's appointment.
Right.
But normally, I think last month we went to the park once, and that was kind of, you know, it was okay. The kids had a good time. You know, for me, it was just kind of like, you know, it's new. So I'm in that mindset like, oh, everybody's looking at me, you know, everybody's staring at me. Eventually, I want to get over that, and I probably will. But as of right now, no, I haven't really traveled.
Bro,
anywhere.
You got
that. And I'm like,
man, I'm going to say this for all the wheelchair users. You got to fucking own it, bro. You got to own it. Look in the mirror, realize this is who you are now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes a
That's
minute.
True.
I know. It sounds like I'm being a dick, but.
No, you're right. You're completely
that's
right.
That's my name. So I get away with it. Rick. But no, man, it's you know, and that's it. Once you accept that this is who you are now and this is where you're at, the old you that you remember is now not there no more, okay? We, like we say, old me is dead. And gone. Remember that song by Justin Timberlake? Like, oh!
No.
That one. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I won't sing
Didn't
it for you.
Didn't listen to JT.
Man, he had this one song, him and Timberland, dog. It's a... I forget what it's called, but it's like talking about like the old me's dead and gone, and now me, the new me, is pushing on type deal. It's a good song, but let's all, you know, let's give JT his whereabouts. That kid's been through some stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know some NSYNC fans out there right now are like, don't you dare. Tomasa said, damn straight, we got to push each and every day. Yep, you got it. What about hobbies? What do you do for hobbies?
Right now, I just started playing video games again. I was playing for quite a bit. I mean, nothing else to do, you know? So I was gaming. I have a guitar, so I fiddle with that every once in a while.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for hobbies as of right now.
We do jam sessions once every 4 years here at the Wheelhouse. Okay. Well, it feels like once every 4 years. Guys don't ever get together no more because we all got shit to do. But we just did one not too long ago with our buddy Jameson, who brought the bass over. I got a buddy who plays drums. I got another buddy who plays guitar, and I usually sing. So nice. It's pretty fun, man. We get together. But yeah, dude, definitely jamming's fun. What kind of game do you play? Do you play console? What do you got there?
Yeah, I'm on. I have a PS5. Yeah, so PS5, and right now I'm playing Days Gone.
Oh, that's sad. You should have got an Xbox.
I had one for a long time. I was a Microsoft guy for a while when Halo was out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I just switched sides.
I feel you. For me, it was the controllers. I like the way they grip my hands.
Yeah.
But no, we can still play together. What kind of games do you play, you said?
Yeah, right now I'm just playing solo games. Like, I've got Hogwarts. I've got Days Gone. What else do I have? Fortnite I play every so often. I wanted to get Battlefield 6. I'm still debating on that.
I was just going to ask you. Yeah, dude, you should get on the 6 and join the squad, bro.
I played the beta and I loved it. So, I don't know. I might buy it. I might not. I'm still debating.
Oh, it's so fun. If you end up getting it, let me know. And, you know, we'll add you up to the friend list and we'll get you on the squad.
Definitely.
Squad,
definitely.
Squad, shout, you know what I mean?
That'll be cool.
Yeah, we work together pretty well, man. It's fun. We're just a bunch of old-ass dudes that like to play video games, you know? Let's be honest. Yeah. We were the generation when the video games came out, you know what I mean? It was like home video games.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, it's the way of life. Fitness, diet, what about that?
I work out every other day, usually lifting weights, body weight, and then diet. I track my calories, my macros. I try to get as much protein in as I can. I try to stay on top of it, but, you know, I have, like, a real bad itch for sweets, hot Cheetos, stuff like that. So sometimes it does take over.
Yeah.
I try to stay in limits, but, you know, like, I'll eat the 21 pieces, you know what I mean? And then that's it. I'm done. But
well, it's so hard, too, to actually, like, if we had, like, a healthy snack gas station. Just go to get the healthy snacks.
Yeah.
I would do that every day. Shit that I knew that wasn't going to kill me. But, you know.
Right. I mean, I do fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, you know.
There you
go. Cucumbers and apples and everything else, too. But I don't know. I have a bad sweet tooth, man.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a big thing for all of us is we get in that mode where we're just like, you know, your stomach gets to the point where it's like, just do it. Come on. Hurry up.
Yeah, nobody definitely. Knows I'll eat dinner and I'm like, cares. So where's the ice cream at, you know?
Yep, got him. Yeah. Put him right in there. All right, well, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Let me pull you up there again. All right, so what type of chair do you got?
Well, right now I'm in a lightweight hospital chair, like a basic chair.
You got the beta. You got the beta version.
Yeah, so... I just got my measurements done on the 2nd, so now I'm waiting for everything to go through, insurance paperwork and all that stuff to get finalized. So they said 8 to 12 weeks, and I'll have my custom chair.
Nice.
I got a Tylite Z coming in.
Okay. I heard good things about Tylite.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that, man. I can't wait, because I hate this POS. It's nice. Oh, yeah.
It's like an old Soviet Army tank.
Yeah, for real. It is. It honestly is. And, I mean, it's just a struggle to push, and I mean, thankfully I'm still young and I can move, but it's annoying, man. I hate this thing.
Yep. Yeah, man, it's a process, dude. The whole entire thing, it's this thing about being paralyzed, and it's good you got insurance that's helping you out, but everything is a process. You gotta have patience. You gotta wait. It's hurry up and wait. Oh, wait, I'm getting this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna get a new wheelchair. Oh, cool. When? Come on in for, you know, November.
Yeah.
And then you come in November and they're like, okay, we're gonna do your fitting. We're gonna do measurements. And you're like, oh, I'm not getting it now. And they're like, no, we gotta measure you for it. And mm-hmm. you're like,
yeah.
What is it, a suit or a wheelchair? Like, just give me a freaking wheelchair.
Right? Exactly.
And then 3 months later, you might get that. But yeah, it's definitely our healthcare system is, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
When you step back and look at the bigger picture of the whole thing, it's like, what is happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
We won't get into the details of how crazy and corrupt our health system in the United States is yet, because that's a whole other episode. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. Once you get your chair, we'll have to check back with you and see if you got a name for it and see if you did any custom paint, anything like that. You know.
I've been thinking about that because I've watched a couple of your videos and you've asked that, what's the name of your chair? And I'm like, damn, do I want to name it? I do, but I don't know what to name it. Guess
you
I
can't,
feel
you
it.
Can't do it until you get it. It's almost like one of those things where it's like you got to bond with it and give it a kind of a, you know, it'll have its own little personality.
That's what I'm hoping. I can't wait. I hope it's like, you know, my freedom. That's what I'm really waiting for in order to go out and to travel and stuff is getting a custom chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing barely fits through doorways. So hoping the new one will be a lot smaller and slimmer.
Yeah. And, you know, like, you know, traveling around, man, that just to get in and out of cars, I'm sure you already know, is a pain in the ass. It gets a little easier the more you learn how to transfer and help yourself transfer. But yeah, dude, eventually, I mean, you're going to want to get something roll in, you know what I mean? Roll in, snap in, get to go and be gone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can't wait to drive. That's what I really want to do is drive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Patience, my friend. The word of the day.
I know.
Patience.
I know. Yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Last here thing I got on my list is, what would be, so far in your experience, the best advice that you would give somebody brand newly injured?
Best advice would probably be you're a lot stronger than you think you are. You know, you might get down and out and things might look ugly and hairy for a minute, but you know, if you stay focused, if you keep pushing and grinding, you can make it. You can make it out of the darkness.
Nice. I like it. I like it. Well, there you have it, fellas and fellettes. Straight from, I wouldn't say the horse's mouth, but Andrew Quintana's mouth. Thanks for jumping on with us, man, and hanging out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, send me all your links. We're going to put that at the bottom of the description box there. And then we're going to check back with you, see how you're doing. Maybe a year or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
see
definitely.
How you've accustomed yourself.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And welcome to the wheelchair family, obviously.
Thank
wheelchair
you.
Mafia is what I call it.
I like that.
I sell shirts if you're interested. Let me know. I would hit the button, but I'm serious. I'm not trying to plug my shirts at all, though. But no, stick with me, Andrew. We're going to talk to you here in a minute. Everybody else, thanks for watching. And tune in to the next Wheelchair Wednesday. See ya.